Chapter 5. Ivan worked hard that day. There were lots of meetings with his boss and another workmate called Himesh. They were working on an exciting new project together. Ivan enjoyed using his creativity. Jane and Himesh loved Ivan's ideas. At lunchtime, Jane suggested the cafe on the beach. "Have you been to the deep blue sea, Ivan?" she asked Ivan. "Yes. It is a great place," said Ivan. "The omelets are delicious," said Himesh. At the cafe, Jess welcomed them. They sat by the door with a view of the beach. They talked about the project and about life. Jane was born in town, but Himesh came from a city quite far away. "It is hard to start a new life in a small place," said Himesh. "Everyone knows each other in a town like this. People went to school together, and they know their workmates' families." "I am sorry that your first week has been so busy, Ivan," said Jane. "We have not organized a proper welcome for you." "That is fine," said Ivan. "I am enjoying the work." Ivan saw Jess smiling at him by the counter.
"I have met some friendly people in town, too," said Ivan.
"Good," said Jane. "We want you to be happy here." Then Jane looked serious.
"In fact, I want to make sure the whole team is happy," said Jane.
"What do you mean?" said Himesh.
"I want to plan some fun activities, something the whole office can enjoy," said Jane.
"Sounds great," said Himesh, "but finding the time is difficult." Ivan remembered his talk with Rosie. She seemed tired because she was always busy. Ivan did not want to feel that way.
"How about an activity before work starts?" said Ivan.
"Something close to the office?" "Yes, that would be perfect," said Jane.
As they ate their lunch, Ivan looked at the poster for the sea swimming club. They walked back to the office. Jane and Himesh talked about work. Ivan walked a little behind them.
He was thinking. Then he had an idea. He took out his phone and sent a text message to the sea swimming club. "Hi, my name is Ivan.
Can I join?"